أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا بشرناك بالحق فلا تكن من القانطين قال ومن يقنط من رحمة ربه إلا الضالون قال فما خطبكم أيها المرسلون قالوا إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم مجرمين إلا آل لوط إنا لمنجوهم أجمعين إلا امرأته قدرنا إنها لمن الغابرين صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 55 to 60 of Surah Al-Hijr. In the last ayat we discussed that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was given the glad tidings of a son, he marveled and in his amazement he said, فَبِمَ تُبَشِّرُونَ, that amazingly, what good tidings, what glad tidings are you giving me? In response to that, the angels replied, قَالُوا بَشَّرْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ, that we give you good glad tidings, good tidings about a reality, about a truth. فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْقَانِطِينَ, and do not become amongst those that despair. In other words, don't despair in the qudrat, in the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam did not say this, he did not make this exclamation because of despondency, because he despaired or he had lost hope in the mercy of Allah, that in old age it was not that in his mind that Allah could have not given him children, but it was an exclamation, an expression of his amazement of this great kudrat and power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But nonetheless, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's response, قَالَ وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ, that none despairs of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala except that person who is dal, that person who goes astray. At this point, some of the commentators have raised an issue, and it is something that we should always remember. There is a very fine balance in our expectations from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence they say that that person that becomes despondent, that person that becomes despondent of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that person is opening the doors towards disbelief and towards kufr. And that person that is fearless of the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he has also opened the door of disbelief. So on the one hand, we cannot despair of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have to be hopeful of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and on the other hand, we cannot become fearless of the chastisement and the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is that very fine balance that we need to have, fear of Allah and never become despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ فَمَا خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ, in the mind of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he had this thought that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent three great angels in the likes of Sayyidina Jibrail alayhi salam and Sayyidina Israfil and Sayyidina Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam, there should be another mission that they have come for. They couldn't be, like in his mind, it wasn't that they would just come, give me glad tidings of his son, but they had to have a further mission. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tries to clear the air here, and Ibrahim alayhi salam asks, فَمَا خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ, what is your mission, O sent messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَالُوا إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مُجْرِمِينَ, certainly we have been sent to a people, a nation of sinners, of transgressors, those who disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِلَّا آلَ لُوت, in other words, we have been sent to them to punish them, to execute the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's punishment, except the Al, the family of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, side by side, we had this mission of giving you the glad tidings. And remember, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafurur rahim wa anna azabi huwa al-azabul alim. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is most ghafurur rahim. Here his Nabi made dua for a son, and Allah ta'ala gives the glad tidings. But on the other hand, is a community that has become absolutely disobedient to Allah. They engaged in sodomy. They broke the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They became daring against the Nabi, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. So this shows that very, very fine balance that we need to have with regards to Allah's rahmah and Allah's azab. Inna lamunajjuhum ajma'een. That we will save and emancipate the Aal of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, the family of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, illa mara'atahu, except his wife. We know, we understood from Surah Hud already that she had engaged and she had sided with the disbelievers, but she herself, she had not been one that was unfaithful to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. Qaddarna, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has ordained this. Innaha lamina al-ghabirin. Certainly she will be amongst those who will remain behind. So here again and again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala impresses in our minds that Allah Rabbul Izzat on the one hand is Ghafurur Rahim, and on the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab is also very painful. Let us turn towards the hope of Allah Rabbul Izzat and keep away from the disobedience of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.